97 The River, River City's new classic rock. There goes you two. Juan, Dog and Joe Show. We'll get you qualified for the Harley coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to debut a brand new feature here featuring Joe, a little video segment. It's going to be a weekly edition. You can check that out. We'll give you more details on that later. But to this, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
So what you got to do is jump on. Tell us where the best barbecue in Sacramento is. And here's the thing. I don't have high hopes. I know wherever we're gonna go, it's going to be just mediocre at best. But chime in. Tell us where you think the best barbecue in Sacramento is. And here's the thing. Make it somewhere kind of local. Because the whole deal behind Tuesday is we want to find out the best joints in Sacramento. But we also want you on a lunch hour to swing by and shake a hand.
Be able to meet us, you know?
Yeah, we can't do fancy sit down. We're not going to do all that stuff. It makes it tough for you guys, because the other thing with Tuesday, not only are we going to find out the best places, but we want to hang with you. This is funny. Kenny Dalton on Facebook. I'm a cook over here at the Doubletree. We got great food and you don't have to go far. Ha ha.
Well, that's true.
I mean, they're right there. Yeah. So appreciate that. DJ said sauced. I didn't go through any of the other comments. Let me click here. And Lucille's in Rockland or the Tank House downtown.
Dude, Lucille's is, I mean, it's a little far for you to have to drive, Dana, too, but it is so good.
I'll eat it if it's good.
It's so good.
I've heard a lot of people say that, and I don't care. Just tell us where you want to go. That's where we're going to go tomorrow. Dana, do you have any other options or ideas where there's some good barbecue? Do you have anything you could throw out there? Because I've had no barbecue here in Sacramento.
Sandra D's. It's smoked southern style ribs, but they're so good.
I've heard that was good,
they're
too.
They're so good.
What is it called?
Sandra D's.
Sandra D's. Where's that? Sac?
Downtown, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't care where we go. I want you guys to jump on, pick it. Tomorrow, it's going to be a little bit cloudy, so it's good to get some good, saucy hot food, some barbecue. And here's the other thing you're going to have. If you mark one of these places down, it better have good slaw. If we're going to do old southern style ribs, and we're going to do that, we're going to do pulled pork, they better have good slaw, or I'll take the plate and I'll dump it on the floor, and I'll walk out of the Tuesday early. Because you got to have that.
He will.
I believe the man that can find fault with a deli sandwich will dump some slaw on your floor.
Yes.
I love a good slaw, though. A good, crisp, cold, cabbagey. It's got to be somewhat milky, not too sweet. You don't put any horseradish. There's nothing else that goes into it. It should be sweet and crisp. The only thing you should get should come from the kibosh. I don't like when they start adding all the other crap in it, but a good slaw and a good pulled pork, that sounds delightful.
What is kibosh?
Cabbage.
Oh.
Idiot jerk. Kibosh, man. That's Eastern European cabbage.
I don't think I've ever had slaw with kibosh in it.
So jump on. Tell us where you want to go tomorrow. We'd love for you to come out, hang with us, and let's find out where the best barbecue in Sac is. So jump on Facebook. Tell us where you think we should go, and then if the most people vote for that place, we'll show up there tomorrow, noon to one. Eat some barbecue, and here's the thing.
These things are so fun to do. Mm-hmm. I love these.
I love doing them.
And
what?
Guess who wants to come out to Tuesday?
Who?
Who?
Kenny.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, really? The guy you live in Sin with.
Yes, and I told him that this week was barbecue, and he's like, all right.
That's funny. Her husband, if they got married.
Close enough.
Yeah. He's Asian. He's from China, right?
Well, he was born in Taiwan, but he was totally raised in America.
Yeah. So that's funny. The only thing that gets him out after all these Tuesdays, barbecue.
He loves barbecue.
He wants to go out to the old hillbilly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to meet him.
Yeah, he wants to come out.
I would, too.
Yeah, that's cool. So, okay, jump on. Tell us where you want to go. And make sure the place doesn't do tri-tip with barbecue sauce. And again,
every place will.
No.
Yeah, I think Sandra D's does.
Every place will do
they
it.
They sauce the tri-tip.
I think so. Okay. I don't get it.
Well,
so
then I'll try it when I get to hell. And that's where I'll eat Sandra D's, because that is the ultimate sin. You do not sauce tri-tip. Here's the thing.
Why?
Because you don't put sauce on it. You don't sauce tri-tip. We're in California. This ain't brisket. You don't sauce it.
I sauce everything.
No, that's wrong. You don't sauce your tri-tip. You sauce your ribs. You sauce your...
Ribs.
I don't even really like saucing the brisket. I think all that stuff
rich.
Should be slow cooked.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh, you and your meats.
Well,
meat is important.
Grilling perfectionism.
I don't care what Arby says. I have the meats.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
So jump on, vote. You can do it right now. Tuesday tomorrow. Tell us where you want to go. 937theriver.com or on the Facebook.